Hey, I'm Vermont Edition producer Daniela Fierro. The podcast you're about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity. Enjoy.
Made Here, Vermont Public's film series, showcases films made independently in Vermont, Quebec, and the rest of New England. The films focus on all sorts of interesting topics, and the upcoming season is no different. It premieres tomorrow, September 5th. Executive producer and host Eric Ford is here to tell us about the brand new season. Eric, welcome.
Oh, it's great to be here, Michaela.
So tell me a little bit about Made Here before we get to this upcoming season.
Sure. Made Here is in its eighth year this year on Vermont Public. It's a documentary film series. Films from all over New England and Quebec happens in the fall and in the spring every year. And we're heading into our fall season, which launches on September 5th.
And this is your 20th season. Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, 20 seasons, 8 years. We do multiple seasons a year just to get technical. But yeah, it's been around a long time. We've shared hundreds of films, which is really exciting.
And every season, there are different themes that emerge. What are some of the themes that you noticed as through lines this year?
Yeah, every season is slightly different. It kind of depends on the films that are around, the films that people are making and what they're most interested in. That's what's great about the series is we really focus on people's voices, their interests, their stories, what they want to tell people about. And so this season is not too dissimilar from others, but we've got stories about the environment and the outdoors, always a big theme here in New England. Local history, of course, people want to know what happened in the past, and interesting people and places, and of course, social issues as well.
The first movie you're going to tell us about is called Pony Boys. What themes does this movie encompass?
It kind of crosses over. It's definitely about history and interesting people, for sure. It's an incredible film by director Eric Stange from Massachusetts, and it tells this story that it sounds unbelievable about two brothers, Tony and Jeff Whittemore, who at the age of 9 and 11 set off on a road trip in a pony cart pulled by unbelievable.
I'm with you.
Their pet pony named King, all the way from outside Boston to Montreal to go to the expo in 1967 on their own. Can you believe it?
Expo, the World's Fair?
Yes, that's right, in Montreal in 1967. And they rode with their pony all the way, took many, many days, like over 300 miles, and stopped along the way, all the way through southern New Hampshire, Vermont, and up to the border.
Wow, what a hero's journey.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Well, let's take a listen to an excerpt from the trailer for Pony Boys.
My brother and I were celebrities. It was everywhere we went. Are you one of the Pony Boys?
It was our ticket to go to Montreal. I had no idea that it would turn into what it turned into.
All right, so that's an excerpt from the film Pony Boys. When can people watch this?
That is our season premiere Thursday, September 5th at 8 p.m. on our main channel on Vermont Public on television or online, streaming online.
All right, so let's keep going. There's another film that you wanted to tell us about today, Eric, called Rough Blazing Star. What's it about?
Yeah, this is a film from Vermont filmmaker Christopher Wiersema from Montpelier. And it's a really fascinating historical film, but also experimental. It's a documentary, but it's really unlike your traditional documentary with folks talking. It combines different imagery and original score also done by Christopher and tells the story of the old labor hall in Barrie and interviews folks that, you know, lived in Barrie for decades, their whole life. And it's fascinating. And it actually won the Best Documentary Award at the 2024 Made Here Film Festival back in April. So it's a lovely film. It's fascinating. I think folks will really like it.
All right, let's take a listen to a clip from Rough Blazing Star.
Do you remember the old labor hall?
Yeah.
What do you remember about it?
Well, we used to go over there. They had, like, dances. You know, it was sort of a party place.
Did you dress up? Did everybody dress up?
Well, whatever they had.
Yeah.
Everybody was poor at that time.
Rough Blazing Star premieres on Thursday, October 10th at 8.
And Eric, I can imagine it's really hard to pick which films you want to highlight here, but I did narrow you down to three, and you picked one more called Defending the Dark. What is this one about?
Yes, this premieres in October on the 24th at 8 o'clock, and it's a film by Tara Zabriskie. And it's an environmental film, per se, but also tells the story in Maine. It was shot in northern Maine, of dark sky preserves. So if you haven't heard of this term before, the film will tell you all about it. But it essentially is an area, a broad area of northern Maine, where there is very limited light, so less light pollution. And the film really examines efforts by folks to reduce light pollution and talks about the benefits that that has for wildlife and their habitats and for health and safety of humans as well. So it's a fascinating story about something I really hadn't heard about. And of course, when you look at the map in Maine, there's a lot of trees, so there's a lot of dark sky, but it's incredible. And it really makes you think about your environment around you and just those everyday things we take for granted, like light.
Mm. And I love radio and audio storytelling, but this sounds like a story that you really need to see to understand in many ways.
Absolutely.
Well, here's a clip from Defending the Dark.
People come and step out of their cars and look up and go, oh my gosh, ah, and the wonder and the awe, that's really what it's about.
And I also hope that the people that come here to see the dark skies take that experience and that information and take it home with them.
We want to save the stars.
Eric, it sounds like there's such a great lineup of films this season of Made Here, as there always is. How have you seen Made Here change over the years, now that you're in your 20th season?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think there's a lot of things that stay the same, which is incredible films from all over the region that people may not have heard of. So that's the most exciting thing. As far as how it's changed, I think what's interesting is it's not so much that traditional like 30-minute program or hour-long program. There's all sorts of different lengths. And so we're really focused on trying to bring even short films, which, again, there's not a lot of opportunity to see those kind of films, maybe at a film festival, which, you know, we also have. But it's a great way to highlight just even just small stories that maybe didn't get their due. So that's one thing I love seeing.
Eric Ford, thank you so much for telling us a bit about the upcoming fall season of Made Here. I can't wait to watch.
Thanks so much, Michaela.
And that season begins tomorrow, Thursday, September 5th at 8 p.m. on Vermont Public's main TV channel. You can also view the films on vermontpublic.org.